This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live, and you can bring up anything you want as we launch here into the third hour of the program. Joining you tonight, it's Ian,
Melanie,
and Daryl.
By the way, you can join us toll-free. Our number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Skype username, if you want to join us there, is lrn.fm. And of course, you can take control of the airwaves. You can bring up anything that happens to be on your mind. We've been talking in great detail, thanks to a really detailed Reason.com piece about Venezuelan Bitcoin miners, how on one hand they're taking advantage of the socialist government subsidies towards the power business, meaning that power is virtually free, apparently, to the consumer. On the other hand, they're risking arrest by the secret police, or worse, extortion by the secret police.
Because how is taxes worse than arrest?
Well, you know, if you get arrested, you might be able to, you know, possibly get out and be left alone. Whereas if they keep coming at you for payments every single week, that's kind of, you know, that's a bit of a detriment to your lifestyle, I guess.
Okay, but you're highly unlikely to get acquitted almost anywhere.
That's true.
So you're being kidnapped. Versus income tax.
But how much of the tax can you stomach? I mean, before you finally can't handle it anymore.
Right, and the question is, just because you get arrested for something doesn't mean that, you know, all of your possessions get seized.
Well, right, but it doesn't matter because you're in jail. You can't use them. There is
right,
visible.
But you eventually get out of jail.
That's an assumption that I don't think is founded.
Yeah. Right, it is Venezuelan prison, and they can't afford to feed people, so you might die.
Yeah, that's a good point. All right, now you're making a strong argument, Melanie. Let's go to Sarah in Albuquerque, who presumes supports Venezuela and their crackdown on Bitcoin, because, Sarah, you are a communist, as you've told us before. How do you feel about Venezuela, Sarah? Go ahead.
Well, you know, I'm glad that you guys finally at least you guys know that it has turned socialist or communist. You know that most people don't even know what that is. Hugo Chavez.
So what is the difference between socialism and communism, Sarah? Can you enlighten me on that one?
Well, you know something? It bewildered me at first because when I heard socialism, I did not know what they were talking about when I went to these communist party meetings. And, you know, I guess everybody has their own interpretation. And my thing is that people have changed their names to take the, like you said, the violence out of it. People associate communists with being violent, you know, having violent revolutions. And so I think the people call themselves, social democrat. And it's very confusing because it all basically means is communist. As far as I'm concerned, I don't see any difference is that people have changed their names to take the negative connotation that the capitalists have put on them. And that's my take on it.
I agree with that. But the reason why there's negative connotations is that they keep having systems that cause people to die.
Right. You know, it's like you ask yourself, today, if we had Bichon communists in America today, would Donald Trump and the Exxon CEO would give up their $100 billion or $45 billion without force? You know, you guys would turn communists without, we don't have to shoot you guys, okay? But the thing about
Never turn communist.
What did you say? You guys would what communist?
She said we would turn communist so she wouldn't have to shoot us.
That's right. The ordinary people that are getting by.
So what you're saying is if you don't turn communist, you will be shot.
No, I'm talking about if you're worth $45 billion, $100 billion, or the Walmart family, a lot of times they don't want to give up their billions of dollars and their comfortable life. So,
but I don't want to give up anything without voluntarily giving it up.
You know,
and
that most,
so,
you know that most people who live in the States are in the top 1% income and wealth level in the world, right?
I don't know. I think we do have that top 1%.
Well, I do know it, and you can go to an income calculator and look it up.
But what I'm asking is...
No. Slow down for a moment here. No. Look, most of the people I know, Sarah, do not want to go into a communist state. They're not interested in giving up whatever it is that they've accumulated for themselves and their families and their communities that they voluntarily might choose to give to local charities and things like that. But to choose to give up everything that they have to some communist dictatorship or communist board or communist structure of whatever it would end up being like is something that most of the people that I know find absolutely anathema. They find it completely contrary to their belief system. And so you would have to put a gun to their head in order to get them to give you anything. And that's what you're willing to do, isn't it? You're willing to have men put guns to people's heads in order to force them into your communist system, right?
Oh, you know what? We're not forcing those people that are worth hundreds of billion dollars, $45 billion. I'm not putting a gun to their head.
No, you would hire someone. You wouldn't do that.
No, I wouldn't hire somebody.
No, the Communist Party... the Communist Party that you support, would hire men to put guns to people's heads in order to get them to fork over everything that they have to the communist system. Isn't that true?
Well, you know what? It came down to that, but they still own 45
Well, it came down to that means yes.
Yeah. Yeah, just own it, Sarah. I mean, just own it. You support a system that is based on violence. And so is the current system, by the way, which is a pretty socialist system that we have today. It's a system based on violence. And it's not okay. It's not okay to be violent towards your neighbor. Didn't you learn that in preschool?
Well, do you think we should get rid of disability?
Didn't you learn that in preschool?
Well, it's wrong to be violent. But do you think those
Is it also wrong? Hold on, I've got more questions for you. Is it also wrong to hire someone to be violent on your own behalf?
You know what? Communists, we don't have to hire anybody because we're sick and tired of starving and freezing and being oppressed and exploited. We don't have to hire anybody to have a revolution.
So you'll just go steal stuff yourself?
No, she'll have people do that. She won't do the violence herself.
No, she said she wasn't going to hire people.
Well, she'll find volunteers to
go. She would do it herself.
So you found some hungry people who want to get fed, so then they're going to go and do your violence for you. Is that what you're talking about?
Well, it's automatic. That's what I'm trying to tell you. If you get, if you get into an auto wreck, let's say 16 people got injured, okay, they say you got no money, just go and die. And if you get crippled, they don't take care of you. If you can't work, they just tell you to starve and freeze to death and die.
That's the problem with people like you, Sarah, the communists out there, is you don't really believe in people. You want everything to be egalitarian and equal, and you want to, you know, supposedly, you know, make everybody to each according to his ability, from each according to their need or whatever, or vice versa. And, you know, you've got this grandiose idea of how society ought to be, but you don't really even trust people. You don't believe in them. You don't think they're good. And you believe that they should be forced into your system. You're not willing to hold the gun, but you know that, in fact, men with guns and women with guns will indeed point them at people if you were to actually get your way to force people into it, because you know there are people who won't go along with it, which means that the people who don't go along at the point of a gun, they'll get shot, won't they?
Well, do you think, okay, look.
How many bodies are you willing to build your communist system on? How many dead people are you willing to build your perfect communist society on? If you had to have a million people murdered, would you support that? If that meant that you would actually have communism.
Revolution,
huh?
If they took away Social Security tomorrow, all of them get thrown off, and I'll throw off all the handicapped people out on the street. They take their checks. Do you think we're going to have
fear? Yeah. You won't even answer a question.
There's a lot of things that I think are going to happen that I don't condone. And our problem with you is not that you think that it's going to happen. It's that you're a proponent of it. And those are two different things.
Sarah, thanks for your call tonight. Appreciate it. Oh, yeah, she's calling about trains or something. 855-450-FREE. I bet her communist government would make the trains run on time. as long as they're not running over a bunch of dead bodies.
No, they would be carrying bodies that would soon be dead.
The toll-free number tonight, if you want to join us here, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever's on your mind. This is Free Talk Live. We got more on the Bitcoin mining situation in Venezuela coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1. Stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything. Your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2. Call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-945-1063. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-945-1063. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-945-1063. That's 1-800-945-1063.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Is there a stock market bubble in the making?
You need an early warning system for your investments because you worked too hard to be surprised by your money. Now, guarding your wealth has never been easier. Introducing WealthGuard from OnTheMarkMoney.com, an early warning system that tracks all your accounts. WealthGuard lets you know in advance if your accounts are dropping. It works for all accounts, whether you work with us or not. Get WealthGuard today, 100% free. Go to OnTheMarkMoney.com. That's OnTheMarkMoney.com.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll-free here to take control of the airwaves. Bring up what you want. Our number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And you can join us on Skype as well. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. If we get the chance, we'll talk more about Venezuelan Bitcoin miners, the secret and risky world of the Venezuelan Bitcoin miner. With you in studio tonight, it's Ian,
Melanie,
and Daryl.
By the way, we were talking about communism with Commie Sarah there just a few moments ago. And if you want to have a chance at kind of influencing the political process here in the United States, you can join the Libertarian Party. They're the third largest political party out there. And as far as freedom goes, they're probably one of the best bets in most places. I've got my critiques of the Libertarian Party as far as they have kind of lost their way. They're not as principled as they once were. But if you want to help them become more principled and get them back to the ideas of liberty that they were originally founded upon, then you can join for free, because we've secured free Libertarian Party memberships for Free Talk Live listeners. All you have to do is go to lp.org/FTL, and that's FTL needs to be in lowercase, by the way, lp.org/FTL. Get your free Libertarian Party membership. It's a year membership. It includes a free issue of the LP News, which is, I believe, their quarterly newsletter that comes out. I don't think you get all four quarters or whatever. You get one for free because, you know, it costs money to send those things out, and you're not paying for the membership. So it's kind of like a trial membership. But it still has all the, you know, the membership perks as far as, like, you can be a voter at their delegate.
You can be a delegate
at their convention.
As long as, you know, you're seated by a state. So there are processes to become a delegate.
Gotcha.
But you have to be a member to be eligible to be a delegate.
So this is step one. And yes. So you wipe away the membership fee because you're a Free Talk Live listener. Go to lp.org/FTL. As we go to David, he is in New Mexico on via Skype. Go ahead, David.
Yes, comrades.
Go ahead.
Since you have Melanie there, I wanted to pick up on something that she had said last week when she was on. It was in the context of the conversation about the older gentleman who was probably losing it a little bit in his lifelong fight, and was he had solicited murder basically outside the courthouse, whatever that situation was. But you had mentioned about innocent people coming and going that might be affected, and I agree with you, but you had listed in there, and there are innocent adoption attorneys. However, I need to make sure you know that you're aware that there are many different highly wrongful things that go on in the adoption industry. Melanie, and are you familiar with some of them?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And I'm not saying that every single family law attorney is innocent. I'm just saying your status as a family law attorney does not automatically make you guilty.
Let me just recap real brief here, because listeners may not have been tuned in at that moment. We were talking about Julian Heiklin, who was is a jury nullification activist. And he does seem to have gone a little crazy in recent years. In this most recent incident, he was asking for armed members of militias and others to show up and back him up at the Orange County Courthouse in Orange County, Florida, with guns. And he gave them the instruction of anyone who is a court officer or court employee of any sort who comes nearby within 15 feet of Julian Heiklin should be shot.
I mean, 15 feet is a lot.
It is. And I actually pulled up pictures of that courthouse, and it appears to have a very large courtyard out front, probably 100 foot wide. So it's possible that somebody could go, you know, well outside of 15 feet away from him if he's standing in the middle.
Well, right, but if I'm just walking down the sidewalk, I have no particular duty to stay 16 plus feet away from you just because.
So that's what you were referencing there, David. I just wanted to make it clear that's what you're talking about.
Yeah, that's what I'm referencing, and this won't all fit into one phone call, but I wanted to make sure that Melanie and everybody else listening understood that there are many, literally, there's many crimes that are committed by adoption attorneys and the judges and court staff and therapy staffs and all that support them in buying and selling children. And make no mistake, that's exactly what they're doing. Yes, there are wholesome adoptions. But for every wholesome adoption, I would argue that there is at least one adoption, in other words, a one-to-one ratio, that where the adoptions literally qualify as child trafficking.
Well, right. It depends on what kind of attorney you're talking about. Because if you're talking about somebody who goes and gets kids taken away, and I don't know the official names of any of these things necessarily. I did criminal law. That's not what I was talking about when I was talking about adoption attorneys. That might qualify, I don't know. But if you're talking about somebody who just, you know, somebody's wanting to give, and I mean, in almost all, if not all, adoptions in the States, it's the sale of a baby. That's what's going on. You're paying living expenses and medical expenses and all kinds of other expenses. You're buying a kid. Hopefully you're buying the rights to the kid and not thinking you actually own a human, but that's another story. So if you're talking about somebody who just processes, somebody wants to give a kid up, and they go and do the paperwork and the judge signs it, that's a completely different thing from somebody who's getting kids taken away. And those people, in almost all circumstances, would be guilty.
Right. Yeah. And thank you for establishing that point. And like I said, we won't get to this all tonight, but this is a good introduction. And over time, I'd like to there's a half a dozen to 10 different points I'd like to make over time to point out pieces of law in relation to factual situations that actually do happen to myself or other people that most people are not aware of and will be appalled when they learn about it. And on the point that you just made, because it's timely, even in the scenario that I labeled as wholesome and you just described, where somebody wants to give up a baby and somebody wants to adopt it, and it's a win-win, but even in that wholesome appearing adoption, remember that there is historically, it's almost always been this way. Now more and more we're having open adoptions, but when they were closed adoptions, even those wholesome adoptions were violating the rights of the children that were whose ownership papers were being transferred, because it was a closed adoption. They had no right to ever know who their biological parents, siblings, extended family, medical history, ancestry.
Why would they though? Because if you have somebody who says, I created this human and I don't want it. And you have somebody else who says, I want a baby. Why isn't that transfer? And I don't think you can own humans. So it's not an ownership transfer, but why isn't that transfer? Why would you have a problem with that?
Because you're not taking into consideration one iota the well-being of the child who's being transferred, what their wants and desires and dreams and hopes and beliefs are, because want to know
thank you for the call, Dave. We'll talk about it another time, but many of those children, you know, aren't even old enough to have wants
and
desires.
Usually talking about infants.
Yeah, and dreams. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733.
They dream of a boob and milk.
It's Free Talk Live.
Don't know what contaminants are lurking in your water? Time to get a ProPure. Take advantage of ProPure's holiday sale. Save 25% on all ProPure water filter products. Sales good through December 31st. There's a ProPure water filter for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
My name is Robin. I'm 47 years of age. I absolutely love One World Whey. It was about 5 years ago when a trainer told me it was the end-all of protein powders. One day when I ran out, I decided to try other brands. I spent 8 months and could not find a replacement. I went through tons of brands, types, and flavors, and almost all of them tasted unnatural and not pleasant. When it all boiled down, I came right back to One World Whey. I buy the cost-effective 5-pound container, and my family craves their One World Whey too. I look forward to and enjoy having my One World Whey and feel great after I drink it. Thank you, Synergistic Nutrition, for perfecting a protein powder in the product One World Whey. From taste to how it makes me and my family feel, you get an A++.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
Are you feeling embarrassed or stuck because you can't focus or concentrate? I have a confession to make. I spent years unable to think clearly, like I was in a fog. I was going through the motions, running my companies, and I hated feeling mentally sluggish. I couldn't get ahead like this. It's no secret. The powers that be want us dumbed down. Chemicals, fluoride, our brains are under siege, and we are experiencing lower IQs. But now there is a weapon to fight back and win. Introducing DNA Evolve, a revolutionary breakthrough in the category of cognitive enhancers called nootropics. I've been using DNA Evolve and couldn't feel better. For me, it works. It feels great to get things done again and get ahead. Try a free sample for yourself at DNAEvolveSample.com. That's DNAEvolveSample.com. Supplies are limited, so go to DNAEvolveSample.com right now.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You can dial in here. You can bring up whatever you want. Our number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. The Skype username is lrn.fm. Joining you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
Melanie.
And Daryl.
You ready to start up your own website coming up here in 2017 or maybe just before 2017? Because you can go and get this deal right now over at hostgator.com/FTL. You get 50% off. That's 50, 50% off their regular prices by going to hostgator.com/FTL. It's one of the top hosting companies out there. HostGator is offering this deal to Free Talk Live listeners. You get a simple, one-click, easy installation for WordPress, which I highly recommend that you use WordPress. You don't have to, but you know it's there for you. Also, they got 24/7 over-the-phone or live chat tech support and a very intuitive and user-friendly control panel that puts the power of creation and the simplicity of use into your hands. Plus, 99.99% uptime rating. You don't have to worry about outages with HostGator. Go get the special offer of 50%. Off for Free Talk Live listeners by going to hostgator.com/FTL. That's /FTL, like Free Talk Live. So earlier in the show tonight, we were talking about the world of the Bitcoin miners in Venezuela, a fairly risky business, what with the secret police in Venezuela on the hunt for Bitcoin miners. They had arrested some of them, but then realized that what they could actually do, rather than arresting them, because the police individually don't benefit if they arrest somebody, but they do benefit individually if they use the fear of arrest to intimidate a Bitcoin miner into paying them on a weekly or monthly basis or whatever the extortion happens to be. So then it becomes, hey, Mr. Bitcoin miner, we'll keep looking the other way if you just grease our palms with a little bit of cash every time we come knocking. And, of course, most people will be willing to do that in order to continue their operations.
Yeah.
So we'll continue the story here with Reason.com reporting. Since Bitcoin has no physical properties, again, we're talking about a digital currency here. It's a decentralized currency. We're huge fans of it. By the way, if you've got some Bitcoin and you want to contribute it to Free Talk Live, go to bitcoin.freetalklive.com. You'll find the Bitcoin address there, as well as a way to contribute the other some of the altcoins to Free Talk Live. And we'll put it to good use. Anyway, it's harder to steal because it's not physical. You can't as easily put a gun to somebody's head and take their Bitcoin from them. Venezuela still has a robust black market in U.S. dollars, but storing greenbacks is risky in a country that's besieged by crime. Burglars smell the Benjamins as if they were hunting dogs, says Hector, a physician turned Bitcoin miner. After Padron, one of the men we were talking about earlier, he was arrested in March, Bitcoin Venezuela's four moderators who are tasked with policing for infiltrators and fraudsters made the group secret on Facebook, meaning that it doesn't appear in search results. New members require permission to join, and the moderators use a secondary Facebook group to filter possible candidates before inviting them in. Brito still encourages, this is a man who's running this Facebook group, Bitcoin Venezuela, still encourages users to keep any identifiable information off their profiles, and some members of the group, including Alberto, access it through a secondary Facebook account registered under a fake name. Current members can invite new people to join. The author of the Reason story was added by a source. The moderators then examine the Facebook profiles of the invitees before allowing them in. Venezuela's Bitcoin community isn't entirely underground, however. Crypto Noticias, a public online news source, is published out of Caracas and is devoted to covering the Bitcoin and blockchain space. That site, which was launched in April of 2015, is primarily focused on industry news outside of the country and rarely covers Venezuela's growing mining community. But there are occasional stories on local issues, including a pointed rebuttal to claims in the state-owned press that Bitcoin is merely a tool for cyber criminals. One of the many advantages Bitcoin has over the Bolivar is that it is free from price controls. Hugo Chavez imposed a disastrous fixed exchange system back in 2003, and today the state's most advantageous rate is set at 662 bolivars per dollar, while the black market rate is nearly 3,000 bolivars per dollar. Now remember, the state has different rates, so the regular rate is 10 to 1, 10 yes. bolivars per one U.S. dollar.
And that got raised earlier this year. It had been
6.3. Yeah, it was 6.3 before. Now, the 600-something rate, we just saw that for the first time recently. I forget what that was for. I think it's for doing business outside of Venezuela. I could be wrong about that.
Yeah, I think I recall something about that, but not sure.
Well, anyway, the discrepancy has led to exponential growth at Venezuela's largest cryptocurrency exchange, which is called SurBitcoin. The site makes it easy to trade bolivars for bitcoins, which can then be sold for dollars. By using bitcoins as an intermediary currency, it's possible to beat the black market rate with less hassle and risk. Many Venezuelan miners also rely on SurBitcoin to trade their revenues for bolivars, which they then use to cover expenses like rent and food. Let's go to your calls and thoughts. Gene is on the line in Kentucky. You're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead, Gene.
Yes, today I'm kind of upset. I got a survey in the mail from my Big Brother.
Oh.
USDA.
The USDA?
Yeah, United States Department of Agriculture.
All right.
Okay, I guess they think I'm a farmer. But anyway.
Well, the USDA controls a lot of stuff.
Do you have chickens?
Yes. But I'm not going to let them know it. None of their business.
So what is...
Well, you just said it on the radio.
Well, nobody knows who Jean in Kentucky is. She could be anybody.
Her name might not even be Jean. Do you grow tomatoes?
Well, now, what is the thrust of the survey? I mean, that's what I'm curious about.
They want to know. It says your response is required by law. Okay. And it says I need to fill out this form, especially if you got $1,000 worth of income. I don't have any income from it. It's just for my own use. Just a few, and they're not even producing right now. Is Mark, where's Mark?
Mark is in Florida. He's on vacation right now.
Oh, okay.
We'll be for
said he had pigs, so he'd probably be upset getting something like this too, you know.
Now, you say you have a small farm.
No.
Is it like a garden?
Really.
No, she said
couple,
she had some chickens.
Okay.
Yeah, and a couple acres. Mm-hmm. And there's nothing to do with the chickens, you know. It's nothing to do with farming or anything. I mean, once upon a time, somebody probably grew a little bit of stuff. But only for their own use.
Now, what's the survey called? What's the name of it?
National Agricultural Classification Survey.
Okay, got it. All right, go ahead. What else are they asking?
Yeah, they want to know, do you own a rent, you know, anything to do with crop land, pasture land? Do you sell any kind of livestock? Do you have any agricultural revenue? And they get into what kind of livestock you have and... how many broilers, how many roosters, if you have bees. I mean, it's just in your
face. It's ridiculous.
So I pulled up an FAQ on this survey, and the first question is, what is the National Agricultural Classification Survey? The NACS is a nationwide effort to identify potential agricultural operations. The results of the survey will help provide the best possible coverage for the 2017 Census of Agriculture.
No, it isn't.
The Census of Agriculture is a complete accounting of U.S. farms and ranches and the people who operate them.
Number nine, why did I receive this form? How did you receive my name to ensure
that? I understand that. I mean, I listened to Catherine Albright. She had someone mention something like it about the other day. I was listening to one of her programs, and she said, the lady, she mentioned, well, have you ever been on a farm? Do you buy your chicken feed at a store? Do you go to a vet and all that? So that's how they probably get your name.
Yep. It says here that they maintain a list of individuals who have agricultural production. They obtain mailing lists from public and private sources associated with agriculture. So, yeah, it's certainly possible they bought a list from somebody from whom you purchased something at some point.
And number seven, what if I'm not actively farming or ranching? They say, your information is still important to us.
Bad.
You know what? I question their claim that this is a required survey because they'll say that crap with the census and
you're required to answer the first like two or three questions.
Well, I never did.
How many people?
Hey, hang on,
that's what I did years ago.
Hang on, Gene. Well, we're bringing back talk further about this here because I never answered their damn question and they didn't do anything to me. 855-450-FREE. You can take control. Free Talk Live.
You said it yourself. We need a healthcare system that focuses on health, not sickness. Health insurance pays for treating sickness but gives you nothing for being healthy. There's a free market healthcare company that gives you freedom from health insurance. They give you a proactive health assessment daily, no charge, 24-hour access to doctors. Check them out right now at healthexcellenceselect.com. Any kind of doctor, traditional, integrative, chiropractic, acupuncture, and massage. You'll love the service and price. healthexcellenceselect.com. healthexcellenceselect.com.
A funny thing happens when you don't advertise. Nothing. Modern advertisers have been trained to look for trackability in their advertising, and web search ads are great for that. They also help you get the consumer that's looking for products like yours in the moment. But they're expensive, and they do nothing to convince people to try your product segment in the first place. If you're a local advertiser, contact this station. If you can use national exposure, Free Talk lives on more than 150 stations, and we can help advertisers with little budgets and big ones. Send me an email, mark@freetalklive.com. It's mark@freetalklive.com.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold, or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag, and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to FortressClothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code RADIO and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
Lead non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pileski of the Pileski Law Firm with Principal Austin Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
How confident are you in your food storage? If it was all you had to rely on, would it sustain your family? Hard times, good times, or any time, Numana Storable Food is the proven superior choice. Learn for yourself what happened when one man ate only Numana Storable Food for an entire month. Online at PowerPrepper.com. That's PowerPrepper.com. Experience the Numana difference.
America-made food storage I love to eat. Yum!
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. You can dial in toll-free here. Our number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever's on your mind. Also, you can join us online anytime over at freetalklive.com. And if you appreciate the work that we're doing here on Free Talk Live, then you can become a Free Talk Live amplifier for just $5 per month. And that helps us spread the ideas of liberty and peace as far and as wide as we possibly can by adding new radio stations on board with the show. Hopefully we'll be having a couple new ones coming on board by the end of the month, because 'tis the season for radio shows to die off. At the end of the year, that's when contracts tend to expire, and we're seeing a few different shows going to be ending their production runs coming up here at the end of the year. So now's a great time to reach out to your local radio station, and if they don't run Free Talk Live, you can ask them real nicely. Talk to the program director and ask them if they'd consider taking Free Talk Live. Tell them you like the show. So go to local.freetalklive.com if you want to learn more about how to contact local radio stations. But if you want to just help us out with $5 a month through the AMP program and get perks for yourself, like access to the AMP-only call-in lines, the AMP-only Facebook group, and the AMP-only podcast, then please go to amp.freetalklive.com. You can sign up with any major credit card through PayPal. You can also use Visa and MasterCard and presumably American Express, but I don't think anyone has yet to try that one out yet. Also, Bitcoin. We'll take Bitcoin for your AMP as well. So go to amp.freetalklive.com, ampamp.freetalklive.com. We got Jean on the line in Kentucky. She's received a threatening survey from the U.S. Department of Agriculture, which is claiming that this survey, which is called the
National Agricultural Classification Survey, I've actually pulled up a copy of it.
Yep, they've claimed that this is a mandatory survey, but Gene, I suspect that is BS, because if they're not citing the actual portion of the code that they're claiming it's mandatory, it probably isn't. And in fact, a quick Google search revealed a website, ppjg.me, where Marty Oakley makes the claim that it's a fairly long article that is indeed BS. And at the very end, Marty says, bear in mind, this is just a survey. It's not federally mandated and cannot be mandated and carries no force. It is a request that you voluntarily supply information that will be used against you in the future. Put it in the trash with your other junk mail.
He also cites a section, because I found the same thing, where it says that you should fill it out, and should is not the same as must.
Correct. These are legal terms, right?
Yes.
They have very specific meanings. So, Gene, unless that thing was delivered to you via certified mail for which you had to sign, and they have a record that you absolutely have received it, if it was just regular first-class mail, they have no idea if you even received the thing. So.
Put it in the chicken coop.
Yeah, junk that thing.
No,
but go ahead with your thoughts.
My chicken's almost free range. And that's one reason I have them, so I can have my own eggs and not chickens that are penned up like I see so much in the staff. See that. But anyway, I know three other people that have chickens, and they don't let them free range, and that's one reason I bought them. Because they're the biggest thing in my life, because they get everything under the sun wrong with them. Every day there's something new. And met a girl that worked at the local produce place, and I was asked her why she didn't sell any of her eggs. She said, I remember she telling me, I don't want to go to jail over selling chicken eggs. And I thought, what? Why wouldn't you stand up to the big white man and tell him to go kiss it? That's what I'm going to say to her.
Yeah, it would seem to me that any information you give to these people could absolutely be used to do something bad to you, so
yeah,
I would highly recommend.
Yeah, because I saw it at the county extension office. They were asking the people to register their livestock and all that. I went there and asked a question because they weren't even the least bit helpful. They told me to go to the backyard chicken farm, whatever. But
yeah, I mean, if this is really a law, somebody should be able to cite it.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't.
Yeah,
they don't.
This is the same government who told a guy that growing wheat and feeding it to his own pigs and eating the pigs was interstate commerce. So they do a lot of weird stuff with agriculture. I would just be kind of careful of that.
If they show up.
I'm the one that's always talked against, things like this. Tell the young people about 1984 and all how the government.
Excellent.
Came to your face.
Oh, yeah, everybody should read that book.
Hey, if they show up, have a video device ready, charged up and ready to go in case somebody shows up to your door. Remember, you're not obligated to talk to anybody showing up at your door, so don't answer any questions. If you want, you can see how I handled the Census Bureau people. Just search the Free Keen YouTube channel for Census, and you'll find the two interactions that I had with their bureaucrats. They sent over here to try to get me to answer their questions, and I refused to even answer the one that was supposedly required.
The government doesn't already know who is in the
store. Well, they know everything.
They didn't know. They didn't know. They were just part-timers. They're just part-timers.
Well, I mean, the guy who knocked on the door probably didn't know, but come on. They know what.
Well, hey, like my sister-in-law, they works at the Census Bureau of Jeffersonville, Indiana, and she's full-time. So they're always looking for something to do.
Gene, thanks for your call tonight. I appreciate you bringing that to our attention. In fact, Helen in Montana has some comments on this USDA survey, listening to KXCL. Go ahead, Helen.
Yes, thank you. I received those things for years and years. I have a little hobby farm, 16 acres in western Montana. I do not produce or sell anything.
Mm-hmm.
And I explained this to the USDA people via a note on their stupid survey, which I failed to fill out, and I sent it back empty, and they didn't like that at all. And
all right.
Was then subjected to considerable harassment,
really,
by mail and by telephone. And finally, I asked this one USDA bureaucrat, because it said on there, and he told me, you have to fill this out under penalty of law. And it was printed on the outside of the envelope. And the darn thing was like 28 pages long. They wanted to know how many acres I had sprinklers on, how much my income was. And he called me on the phone and threatened me. And I said, okay, I want the bill number of that law so I can look it up on the internet and read.
Good question.
You know what he did? He hung up the phone. The USDA guy hung up the phone.
Busted.
I have never received another survey again.
Nice job.
Yeah, that's kind of what I expected, is somewhere around there. Because if
they're bluffing.
The government sends you forms all the time, and they're like, according to this code statute, and here's seven of them, you are required to do this.
Yep.
Like, okay, well then where is it?
Yep, you called them out.
I said,
you called
I want the
bluff.
Bill number. I want to know all the information on it so I can look it up online and read the bill that says
absolutely.
It's the law. There
yeah, you don't take
no
their
law.
Word for it. You never take their word for it because they are liars. Good for
They're
you.
They're allowed
Helen.
To lie to you.
Yep, absolutely.
But you misremember something when speaking to them, and all of a sudden you're in trouble.
Great call tonight, Helen. Anything else you want to share? Go for it.
No, thank you.
Thanks for listening out there. I appreciate it. Toll-free number tonight, if you want to join us, is 855-450-FREE. That is the wonder of radio right there. We don't do the farming stuff. We don't know much about it. We just have to kind of speculate. And turns out, it's all BS. They're lying to you. So you're probably better off not sending it back. Helen sent back a blank survey, and that's what made them kind of swoop in on her, I think. If they just don't receive anything back, they'll just presume somebody moved or, not worry about it. That's what I think would be likely the best approach. But, try it out, see what happens, and then let us know how that goes. So, of course, you can bring up anything you want. That is the point here of Free Talk Live. There's more to this story about the Venezuelan Bitcoin miners. I've posted it on our Facebook and Twitter. So for those of you that want to dig in even further, there's actually quite a bit more. I would say we're just over halfway done with this very detailed piece about life as a Bitcoin miner in one of the poorest, most devastated by socialism countries in the world.
And things are only going to wind up getting worse until the socialist government just ceases to exist.
Which is not going to happen anytime soon, unfortunately. Although you never know. I mean, there could be an overthrow next week. People might finally get fed up with starving and waiting in lines for 8 hours to get, some scraps of food, a bag of rice or something like that. And they may actually do something. So you never know when something's going to bubble up and explode in the face of the tyrants.
True. I would say the chances of an uprising would be a lot higher once the military stops getting food on a regular basis.
That's true. By the way, while we're talking about all this, Bitcoin appears to be at a new record for the last 2 or 3 years in the 785 range. We'll see you tomorrow night. Online in the meantime, you can join us over at freetalklive.com. Do you need a website for your blog or new business? It can be pretty intimidating on your own, and that's why Free Talk Live has partnered with Hostgator, one of the top hosting companies. Hostgator offers a simple one-click, easy installation for WordPress, 24/7 over-the-phone or live chat tech support, and a very intuitive, user-friendly control panel that puts the power of creation back into your hands. Go to hostgator.com/FTL and you'll get 50% off of their regular hosting prices. 50% off. Hostgator.com/FTL. What do you shop for that you could otherwise buy at Amazon? Pretty much everything, right? Amazon has competitive pricing and they deliver, and that's a big plus. If you could plan ahead in your shopping, would you be interested in saving up to 33%? There's a catch. You have to do your shopping in Bitcoin. But imagine those savings. It's like a huge raise. All you have to do is go to saveitpurse.com. We've saved thousands, and you can too. Plan ahead and save. Saveitpurse.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset Jeans, here to wish you all a Merry Christmas. For over 20 years, we have built a loyal customer base with 100% American-made jeans featuring enhanced fit, comfort, durability, and style. Today, all of our inventory is discounted by 20%, so don't delay. Enjoy a wonderful shopping experience at gusset.com. Thanks for keeping our American dream alive, the original Diamond Gusset Jean.